This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you this hour by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, home of the Finley Osana. Have you heard about the Finley Osana? It is actually made in Minnesota, but it's a Finnish company. And this will not only make you feel better, it'll save your life. I mean, I could be that bold about these the saunas. There again, it's sort of like the coronavirus thing. Just follow the data, follow the science, just take a look at it, do your own research. Don't take it from me, but I'm telling you, improve your health. A lot of medical studies prove the health and wellness benefits of sauna, cardiovascular, brain health, the faster recovery after workouts, does it all. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. And call Vince and the team over there and take a little tour of what they have right now. Great selection. They're located in Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks. You've heard Vince on the air before. Why don't you just call Vince directly? Just call him. Say, I want a sauna. I want it now. I want no hassle. Just let's pick the best one. Let's go. 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. You go right to the owner, right there. 238-9837. Never given out a cell phone before. That's how bad I want you to have a sauna. Save your life. All right, friends. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is back. They had a busy day yesterday on all kinds of budget issues and preventing a shutdown and the work. So it is an interesting day today. Got a lot going on. North Dakota, we have the governor's press conference happening at this hour. We'll monitor that for you. We also have the hearing going on over in the Senate on the COVID-19 response. We have Dr. Fauci talking about vaccines and when they'll be available. So we'll share those clips with you. But let's get caught up with Congressman Armstrong. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Scott. Just getting ready to go have another lovely day in D.C. Actually started a couple hours ago. So.
Another lovely day in D.C. Is there such a thing as a lovely day in D.C. or is that are you joshing?
It's pretty frustrating right now, actually.
Can see why, for crying out loud. What is the most important, do you think, right now in the battles you're facing as far as what you're doing in Nancy Pelosi's, interesting ways in the House of Representatives?
Yeah, on our side, I think we have a congresswoman named Jamie Herrera Butler who's going to introduce a discharge petition just to extend PPP because we can't apparently, because they won't bring anything else to the floor. So we'll do that either tomorrow or Friday. I know all Republicans will sign it, and I think it'll put a lot of Democrats in a pretty interesting box, because if we can't come to another package that's actually targeted, reasonable, and gets the relief where it's supposed to be, then at least extending PPP and allowing people who are restaurants, bars, small businesses to apply for an extension seems to be reasonable. So we'll see what happens with that.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but a discharge petition is essentially kind of last resort. You're not doing anything, so you get people to sign it so you can move legislation that's just sitting there that they're doing nothing with. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a procedural tool you try and use in the minority. So obviously you know this, Scott. The House and the Senate are very different, but in the House, the majority controls everything. So Republicans can only participate in what they're invited to, essentially. But this discharge petition, if you get above a majority number of signatures, then it has to come up for a vote. Democrats who are up for re-election are going to have to explain why they won't sign a petition just to extend the PPP. And I think it's a good one. I think it's smart. I think it's really good policy, and it's also good politics. So
there seems to be some shenanigans being planned by the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi. I know that'll surprise you. A battle over the court vacancy. Let me play you something she in a kind of a bizarre fashion, said with George Stephanopoulos on this weekend's edition of This Week.
And you can do so as soon as possible. 10 states, as I said, on Friday started their early voting the day that we lost Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
But to be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning. Sunday morning. We have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Good morning. Sunday morning.
The look on George Stephanopoulos' face there was priceless.
What?
It's a little bizarre, but what is she up to, do you think? What are you guarded for?
Yeah, I mean, we'll be prepared for anything. I mean, I think as this calms down a little more, people realize that, whatever tools they think they have, I mean, this is a Senate fight. If the House thinks they can get involved in it, I think they'll be, whether it's Speaker Pelosi or anybody else, they'll find out they're sorely mistaken. But we'll see what she tries. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised with anything at this point. I've served for 2 years on judiciary and oversight. I feel like I've seen almost all of it any day. But, you know, so there's something new every day, Scott.
Kirk in Bismarck for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Kirk.
I had a comment on about the whole mask idea, not so much for Kelly. If I may speak about that, if not, I can call back later.
No, go ahead and lay it on us.
Well, I'm just, I live here in Bismarck, and it's just one of those things that I refuse to do business with any place that requires the mask. And so a few weeks ago, the wife and I went to Minneapolis to go visit our daughter. And, of course, there, everything, the face mask thing is required. And one of the stores we happened to visit, of course, had the sign on the door that said mask required. But along with that sign, they had another sign that says, if you have to cough or sneeze, please cough or sneeze into the inside of your elbow. I just kind of shook my head. I thought, you know, what a stupid thing. You know, if these masks are such a great, great thing, why in the holy heck do we have to go that extra little mile there and sneeze into my cough or into my inside of my elbow? It didn't make any sense to me, and I just thought, these masks are so great. Why the extra precautions? You know, so I just had to throw that out there, just because.
It's Minnesota. It's the same place that puts up signs that says, guns are illegal, so don't bring it into this place. As if somebody that is going to, break the law is going to be afraid of the sign. Oh, the sign! I'm going to take the gun back to the car. Darn it, anyway. Don't cough into your elbow. Thank you for that update, Mom. Oh my gosh, what do you make? Kelly. We'll ask Kelly this for you, Kirk. Though, just in general about this mass debate. It seems to be a battle for folks that are, more on the conservative side to say, hey, what does it say in the Constitution? You can tell me to wear a mask. And on the other side saying, hey, why wouldn't you just do it to, have an abundance of caution to make people feel good? What's your take on this debate?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think a lot of it has turned into virtue signaling, which is unfortunate, but, we're required to wear them in the Capitol. The Capitol physician has told us to do all of those things, and I'll do it. I've obviously on an airplane quite a bit and have to do it all of those places as well, but I think your last caller has a perfect example of how it's supposed to work. If a business requires it and you don't want to shop there, that makes sense. Businesses also have kind of the right to do it. I think we get into this, but I mean, one way or the other, there's a couple things. I think one, okay, I just read this morning Canada's had another outbreak last week. Italy and Britain have had them, and whether it's Florida or California or South Dakota or North Dakota, it seems to be, regardless if you handled this as well as people said you possibly could or as poorly as people thought you possibly could, you still seems to end up that there are more outbreaks and issues with that. Now, that being said, if somebody showed me something that said, consumer confidence would increase across the entire economy by 30% if everybody's wearing a mask, I'd be the first one out there saying, please put them on so we can get our small businesses back open.
Yeah, no kidding. And you notice where all of those spots you're talking about, where they're the quote-unquote outbreak or spike or turn into a hotspot, that, they're generally talking about cases, but that's not correlating to a spike in hospitalizations or in the death rate. That seems to be steady across the board.
Yeah, And I think that's one of the things that's been a little frustrating with a lot of this. I mean, this started with 15 days to flatten the curve, make sure we have the medical capacity, all of those things. But also at the same time, I mean, we're starting to have outbreaks in, again, in our nursing homes and our elder facilities, and this is happening in Western North Dakota. And that's probably, I mean, and a lot of that is coming from staff bringing it in, and that is your vulnerable population. So we have to do a better job of protecting them. And I wish we were having that debate more so than the other side of it.
Chatting with Kelly Armstrong today on the program. If you have a question or comment, let's get it in. Roger Fargo, quick one here before the break. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Congressman, I was just wondering, what do you think is the Republicans' chances of taking back the House this election?
I think it's pretty good. I think the, I mean, we have a puncher's chance. Obviously, it's never happened before when your party's president is on the ballot, but everything's new in the Trump presidency, and we're working hard with candidates all across the country. We've got a great set of candidates, the most conservative and diverse set of candidates I think we've had in the Republican Party.
Once you finish on the other side of the break, Kelly, don't go away. Roger, thank you. More coming up on One Thing.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Intelligent Ag.
The University of Mary never stops innovating. That's when we started a construction management program inside the new state-of-the-art School of Engineering. The program is for students who want to set themselves up for success in the construction field. Our curriculum and classrooms are designed for courses and labs to be taught simultaneously, connecting the theory learned in class with the real tasks students will encounter in their future careers. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu/engineering.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Despite all the uncertainty in the world today, North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry wants you to know they'll be back, and back better than ever. Committed to using the talent right here, the resources right here, wisely building a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. And together, keeping North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org, ndoilfoundation.org. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Congressman Kevin Kramer, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, Congressman Kevin Kramer is.
I think he's a senator now.
Yeah, he's a senator now, and he's the author.
This segment over again.
He's the author of something called the Savannahs Act, and over in the Senate, you may remember that bill, and of course, it did not pass the House until Kelly Armstrong was able to carry it last night, and now the president will sign it. That has to feel good, huh?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is obviously that it's named after Savannah Graywin. This happened in Fargo. Senator Heitkamp was the original author 2 years ago. Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer. I mean, it's just it's really important nationwide for Native Americans, but it is a really North Dakota thing. It's been supported, obviously, by both parties and all of that. And it's been too long a journey, but yeah, I flew back a day early to, manage the floor on the House while it was being considered, and it passed on suspension, so now it goes to the president's desk to vote. It's a good piece of legislation that will help us track a population that's very difficult to get data on.
Yeah. Do you know if the president's planning any kind of signing ceremony or press event with it?
I don't. I mean, there's a lot going on right now, not the least of which is a bunch of congressmen and women trying to get back to their districts that are running for reelection. So there was the Not Invisible Act as well. There was a voter security bill. There was a due process in the electronics age bill. So these are all good pieces of legislation that had bipartisan support. So even in the midst of all this crazy, incredibly partisan rhetoric, these are all bills that are going to become law, and they're all good policy.
By the way, one nugget out of the press briefing today on the COVID-19 state response, the governor of Burgum holding this morning, is the governor announced today that all long-term care testing is being moved to the head of the line with hopes of getting results to long-term care facilities within 24 hours. So expediting the...
And that's important, because if they start having a bunch of positive tests and those things, then, I mean, we're going to start seeing our hospitalization rate and our death rate go up, which is just really not good.
Did we give you a chance to answer the question on how you feel the House?
We've got a puncher's chance. I mean, that's how I always explain it. I'm an old boxing fan, so it's like Hagler Hearns. I think we have a really good shot to do this. But the other answer is 43 days is an absolute lifetime in this day and age. We got a long time, so we're going to work as hard as we can with as many candidates as we can all the way to November 3rd.
Let me ask you this question from Teresa, came in by email. Please ask Kelly to loudly support the evidence coming out against Biden and his son. I want to see this done loudly and often. We can't keep silent against these crimes. Example, Kobe McCabe. We, the people of North Dakota, want a loud voice on this and also what Trump is doing on human trafficking.
I agree with that totally. I haven't read the Biden stuff. I am going to spend some time with that today, but I think she will be happy to know that, particularly with the General Flynn and the rest of that stuff, I have been loudly advocating for more accountability every single chance I get, because I just, to be honest, Scott, I think in any other time in history, this would be the scandal of a generation, and we don't even talk about it right now.
See what else we have here for you. Speaking of that, the Durham investigation is something we anticipated we would get the results of prior to the election. Now we're 41 days away. Do you still think that's coming?
I am. You know me. I've always been cautious, skeptical of all of this. It took them a very long time to even charge Kevin Kleinsmith, and I refer to him as the fall guy. That's the guy who admitted to altering the email before the FISA court. So until I see it, I'm going to be skeptical of what it actually accounts. I am glad Attorney General Barr is doing it. Durham seems like the right guy, but I just simply have no idea.
Play something from Tony Fauci today at the Senate hearing on COVID-19 and get your take.
Currently, there are three platform candidate vaccines that have entered into phase 3 trial. Very soon, there will be a fourth. As I mentioned to this committee, we feel cautiously optimistic that we will be able to have a safe and effective vaccine, although there is never a guarantee of that. Early studies. Response that is comparable to, if not better, than natural infection. And so as these trials go on, we predict that sometime by the end of this year, let's say November or December, we will know whether or not these are safe and effective. And as you mentioned, Mr. Chairman, right now doses of this vaccine are being produced so that they'll be ready to be distributed.
So, first of all, you know, most of the coverage in the media and what Joe Biden and others are saying is horrific criticism leveled at Donald Trump for ignoring this and lying about this and everything else. And what Tony Fauci is saying is we got four vaccines. We got a pretty good shot to do by the end of the year. So there's an extraordinary timeline when we didn't even hear the word COVID till sometime in March, right? So what's your take on how fast they've acted?
I mean, out of all the things that are going to come out, we look back at this, we are going to learn that Operation Warp Speed and the president's reaction to that with regards to a vaccine, it may actually not only be the most amazing thing that happens in this whole thing, but also may fundamentally change how we do this moving forward. I think the problem with some of this is we term everything right now in politics around the election, right? So it's November 3rd, before November 3rd, after November 3rd. But if we have a viable vaccine by the end of the year, that is nothing short of amazing given the timeline they usually run on and will help save hundreds and hundreds and thousands of lives.
Texter asks...
And it's unfortunate that a vaccine has become partisan.
Yeah, no kidding. A texter asked your opinion on whether or not the Senate should skip the hearings and go right to a vote since there's nothing in the actual Constitution. No?
No, absolutely not. They should do it. They know how to do it. It's been a long time. I mean, this is a recent phenomenon in the history of our country, but it's still been, I think the first time a Supreme Court nominee talked in front of the Senate, maybe 1930s, but they need to have the hearings. I mean, they need to put the spread. This, no matter what happens in this whole process, this person's going to be attacked by the left, and we know all of those things, but they should have the hearings. They should do it in judiciary. Senator Graham knows how to do this stuff, but they can get it done.
Obviously, everything that the Democrats are going to do, as far as Nancy Pelosi hinting at impeachment in the House to try and stop it, and at the hearing is to try and make sure this doesn't happen before the election. So the idea would be, you know, don't give them the opportunity since you don't constitutionally have to do it, and this woman just had a hearing not all that long ago. But you still think that would be a bad idea?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think when it's a Supreme Court justice, transparency is always the best. I think the least of which is let's show an opportunity to show how we treat people with dignity and respect and see if there's a contrast there.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time. Keep fighting, and we'll talk again soon.
All right.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong with an update there on what's on your mind. Let's take a break. Come back with more straight ahead and talk a little bit about the University of Mary's engineering program.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An NFL legend has died.
Rookie of the Year, Gale Sayers. 61 mercurial yards. Give the lead to the Bears.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame confirming that Gale Sayers passed today at the age of 77. Sayers burst onto the scene with Chicago's Bears in 1965, scoring 22 touchdowns in his rookie season. Injuries cut his career short, but that didn't stop him from becoming a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977. The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket now at the U.S. Supreme Court. Ginsburg, who died Friday, will lie in repose at the court today. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to ever receive that honor. The president says he'll announce a nominee to fill her vacancy on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Sounds like somebody took a set of silverware and threw it in an engine or something. What do you got going on there?
That is Led Zeppelin, sir.
Oh, okay.
Last Dancing Days. Come on.
That's hanging around with the
classics.
Trash can covers or something like that. I don't know what the...
Buddy Duddy.
Yeah, I am.
We
buddy
have to duddy. Spend a weekend working on your musical education.
Yeah, no kidding. If you don't know dancing, little, you don't like a Dancing yeah. Days by now, then you
we'll,
really
we'll
are
like a retreat.
Buddy.
We'll need a long weekend. Yeah, I never liked Led Zeppelin. Is that going to get me, some grief? No.
Wow. That is blasphemy.
No,
kidding.
No. Well, I never used drugs either, so maybe that's the correlation. You know,
no, come on.
I don't know. Yeah.
Musical
no, I'm not saying.
Geniuses.
Okay. There you go. I'll trust you guys.
You don't now. Have to do drugs. I'm not saying
thank
no
you for that.
Drugs are ever involved in rock and roll, but
Nancy Reagan is our new co-host, ladies and gentlemen, on the program.
Get
all right, we're brought to you in part today by CJ and the team at Dak Diesel, and they are right now where they are. They have all hands on deck, pushing semis out, trucks out, tractors out, whatever it takes. You call them, they're going to get you in the queue, get you fixed. You know, CJ even does, he does house calls. You get something running on the field, he'll come to you. Anything diesel, he's the pro. DakDiesel.com or call him at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Well, I finally get a chance to catch up with Dr. Terry Filling. Dr. Terry Filling is the chair of the University of Mary School of Engineering. And earlier this month, they opened the new state-of-the-art School of Engineering facility. And I had the pleasure of walking in to their temporary facilities with Kelsey Warren one day. Once you got a chance to learn a little bit about the vision behind the University of Mary, it seemed like a perfect fit to try and help them out and make a donation, and some new facilities happened, and it's pretty cool. So, Dr. Pilling, nice to have you back on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Really well, thanks.
Good. Fantastic. So how's the new digs? How you liking it?
Oh, it's a lot better than what we had last year. We're in a temporary facility downtown.
Yes, exactly right. And before that, at a smaller space on campus and everything else. So I imagine you got a little extra bounce in your step walking in there every day, huh?
Oh, yeah. Especially when Led Zeppelin's playing.
See, you're a Led Zeppelin fan, too. Am I in the super
there
minority here?
Go.
Yeah, exactly right. So talk about the engineering program and how it got started. It's 5 years old now. And what precipitated the need for an engineering program in Western North Dakota?
Well, about 6 years ago, there was a plan that was initiated by the president of the university, Monsignor Shea, called Vision 2030. And that was a plan to expand the facilities around campus and build some new buildings, some new athletic facilities. And the final phase of that plan, for the first half of the plan, I should say, was a School of Engineering. And that came about because of meetings with companies and business leaders around North Dakota, and they expressed the need for an engineering school to serve Western North Dakota. Because what they found was, you know, with the universities on the east side of North Dakota, UND and NDSU, a lot of the students that graduated would continue east and go into Minnesota and beyond, and that left a deficit in Western North Dakota, and in particular back then when oil was at a boom. There was a great need for engineers. And so that's how it got started. And I was hired 5 years ago to get it started.
And the vision continues to just come off the paper, come off the vision, you know, planning, all of that so well. Just a quick interruption here, if you don't mind, Dr. Terry Pilling from the University of Mary School of Engineering today, our guest on What's on Your Mind. We have some data from information from Governor Burgum and the COVID-19 task force related to the risk levels. You know, they have all these different colors that do different things. I think the big news here, green to yellow transitions right now. Yellow is moderate risk, is Cass now being added to that. Dunn, Emmons, which has the highest positivity rate in the state. McKinsey, Richland, Sargent, Stutzman, and Ward. Approaching high risk are Barnes, Benson, Burley, Morton, Stark, and Williams. Moving from green, which is low risk, up to blue, the new normal risk, Pembina, Pierce, and Rolette counties. And then good news move from blue down to green. You have Billings, Foster, Mercer, and Renville. Okay, all of that goes into effect on Friday morning. So more details as we get them throughout the day. I just want to give you that update. So walk me through some of the specific programs that you're offering, some of the unique features the facility has. What sets the facility, what sets the programs apart from other schools in the state and the region?
Well, what sets us apart is our philosophy. We have a hands-on philosophy of engineering, and every engineering program, of course, has hands-on parts to it. But the typical school, they will have theoretical courses, mathematical courses, and then that happens at one time, and then the practical applications of those concepts usually happen at a different time, maybe months later, and they're taught by a different person. And so we decided to do things differently. So I designed the curriculum and the layout of the building so that the theory and practical work are done in a combined way, taught by the same person, and simultaneously. So it allows the student to see the mathematical concepts and the principles, the physical principles involved, and then immediately apply them by building apparatus and testing things on machines. And it just makes a better connection between the theory and the practical stuff that they'll be doing in the real world.
Is this something you've always had in your mind to improve the curriculum and improve the education? Is this something you've wanted to do for a while?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, the first thing I did, besides design the curriculum that way, was scour the country to find the right professors, because you have to have someone. The people you have to have need to have the same philosophy. And they need to want to do the hands-on practical work. So I got professors from MIT, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Utah University, George Washington University. And I also have adjunct professors that come in from companies around Western North Dakota, like Great River Energy and Braun Intertech and Bobcat, et cetera. And I even got a guy off of an offshore drilling rig in Brazil to come up here. And all because they had exactly the qualities we wanted in order to get this program perfect. And one of the skills that we think, so your question is, why did I think something better could be done? Well, there's certain traits that engineers need in the real world that are not often taught at engineering schools. Of course, our school, as well as all the other ones, teach a high degree of technical expertise in their field, but there's like five other properties that engineers need to have in the real world in order to be successful, and they're not often taught at normal schools. So one of them, for example, is leadership. Engineers have to be leaders. They have to lead teams and then eventually even their own companies. So we teach leadership skills here. We teach communication skills. because you're not always talking to other engineers. And if you've ever talked to engineers, they can talk in a pretty technical way. Well, they need to also be able to talk in a non-technical way and get their ideas across to people who aren't engineers. So we teach that. And we also teach marketing and salesmanship skills. Because, you know, if you're working for a company or if you have your own company, you're usually designing and developing products.
No, I love that.
You have to convince people. Yeah, you have to convince people that your product's the one for their company or for them. And you have to be able to sell yourself and sell your company and sell the product. And so that's something we need to stress for engineers. You can't just sit in a room and calculate things. You also have to market. We also teach moral and ethical values. As an engineer, the things you're designing, bridges and buildings and sewer systems, water systems, airplanes, missiles, whatever it is you're designing, there's moral and ethical repercussions of those. And we need our engineers to think about those. We want people to be community-minded as well. So when you come out of an engineering school, you have skills that are helpful not just for your own personal gain, but for your community as well. So you could, if you see something that needs help and you're an engineer and know how to do it, I think our graduates would just jump to it and gather a team and get the job done.
Like, no, I love
sandbagging,
it.
There's a flood, or there's many things that engineers can be helpful with, and we want ours to be on the lookout for those kind of things.
And, you know, engineering graduates are in high demand. I was talking to a friend of mine, Jason Greep, who used to live here in North Dakota, moved to Minnesota, and now his son, Ben Greep, is one of your students at the engineering school, and he is in love with North Dakota. So, I mean, he's a Minnesota kid, came back to the school, the University of Mary, and can't wait to get a job right here. And now thinking about, like, what do I want to do? What, you know, all revved up on, what do I pick, and how am I going to lead? And, talked to him over the weekend. It's just exciting. So talk a little bit about how your program is helping to stop this brain drain that is happening with engineering and STEM students to other states.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was mentioning before about the students moving to Minnesota. But it's funny because our program, we have about 120 students, and we expect that to probably double now that we have a new engineering building. But over half of our students are from out of the state. They're from all over the country. And they come here because it's a private Catholic school. And often they stay here. For example, one of my senior students, Peter Kohlert, came here from Georgia. And he worked for Steffes last summer in his internship. And then this summer he worked for Bobcat. And I talked to him a few days ago, and he plans on staying in North Dakota and making it his home. And that's probably a common fact among all of our graduates. Many of them stay in North Dakota, and so that does stem the brain drain, as you were saying.
Exactly right. And it's not only that, you're putting leaders into the pipeline, with your
exactly.
curriculum. So they go in with that opportunity to lead, and the firms that hire them have that leg up as well. Anything else you want to share with us, Dr. Pilling?
Well,
fascinating conversation.
Well, we have such small class sizes, too. So there's a couple of things that keep students in North Dakota. One of them is when they come to our school, we have a unique program, and they learn a lot. And the small class sizes means that they have direct interaction with their professors constantly. So the professors can tell you what each of their students did in the summer, and it's a personal relationship that you don't get at larger schools. But another thing, too, is they spend 4 or 5 years here in North Dakota. And up on the hill where we are, it's just an absolutely glorious view of the Missouri Valley. And just being in North Dakota and being around North Dakotans, it grows on you and you start to like it and you don't want to leave. So it's not just the education they're getting, but also the fact that North Dakota is a great place to live.
Listener says, I'm an engineer and have been able to interact with the new UMary program in a few ways. Terry's approach is spot on, and he and his team are doing a great job. So how's that for a little
feedback? I appreciate that.
Little feedback.
Really good to hear.
Dr. Pilling,
thank
you.
One thing that I didn't mention, I got to mention one more thing. We've invited companies from around Western North Dakota to come in and present design projects for our students to work on, because our students, we want them working on real projects that are important to companies. Because there's nothing to get somebody to stay up all night and burn the midnight oil working.
What a great idea. Great idea. University of Mary, School of Engineering. Dr. Terry Pilling, thanks so much.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Say you're not one to dwell on the past 3 years. You're busy thinking about the next 3, and that's easy to do when all 3 are covered with Fence Gold Star Customer Care from Butler Machinery. Scheduled maintenance is taken care of, and uptime? Well, plan for more of it. Thanks to rapid parts delivery and a loaner program like no other. You got an operation to run, so we built machines and a coverage plan to save you your most valuable commodity, time. Visit ButlerMachinery.com to learn more.
PetroServe USA has some great specials all month long. Come on in. Get free t-shirts for $9.99. What a deal. Nestle 28 packs of water, $3.99. Kenny's 2-pound bag of gummies, $4.99. The Ice Mountain Water 1-liter jug, 2 for a buck or 69 cents each. How about Red Bull? 16-ounce cans, 3 of them for $7.50. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $12, too, at PetroServe USA. Great home cooking? Grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yeah, there we go. What's on your mind? Powered not only by Led Zeppelin, sorry, Scott, bought by Schwann Buick GMC.com. You may have been trying to find some vehicles, and sometimes you go to a place and, holy cow, there's just not much there. Well, over 100 pre-owned trucks and SUVs are in stock at Schwann Buick GMC. Most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, the best in the business. Your trade may be worth more than you think. And the lowest finance rates in years are on the table now. Shop, click, drive, and get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Some listener found a Led Zeppelin t-shirt for me. They just showed me that they were shopping and sent a photo. That's very nice of them. And lots of other... well, grief. I'll call it grief coming in related to my Led Zeppelin comments.
Earned.
Hey, yeah. All earned, you say, huh? I know how to make it better. Lunch at PetroServe USA, beef tips and gravy or scallop potatoes and ham. That's what a decision when you have to make a decision like that. No, I'm sorry, wrong line. I'm going to make you even more hungry. Swedish meatballs or lasagna. That's the choice. Valley City today. Swedish meatballs at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Of course, stop in at any PetroServe. Four items for $4, and you're going to leave there full. Two cookies, a nice hot personal pan, hot stuff pizza, one topping, and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. You get in there and tell them Scott sent you. All right. Our final guest on this busy edition today is going to talk about a Freedom Award. That sounds like a good way to end the show. Dr. Todd Schaefer, who specializes in military and sports medicine and Sanford Health, here to tell us about that. How are you, Dr. Schaefer?
Doing well. Thank you for having me back.
The folks at Sanford Health have recently received the Freedom Award. Congratulations. Tell us a little bit about what this recognition means to Sanford.
Well, certainly, Sanford Health is very honored to receive this prestigious award. The Department of Defense has named Sanford Health as one of the 2020 Secretary of Defense Employer Support Freedom Award recipient. This is the highest U.S. government honor that goes to employers for support of the National Guard and Reserve employees. There's over 2,600 corporations nominated, and we are one of the top 15 to receive this award.
Wow. That is no small thing. Now, tell us a little bit about veteran employees, what Sanford does for them, what makes that unique and sets you apart from other organizations.
So we've always been an organization that truly cares about its service members. As a veteran myself and continue to serve, we understand the unique challenges, hardships, and sacrifices that the men and women who have served our country have given up for that. So it's really to have them come and work for our healthcare system is a true honor. We've taken several steps. For example, we continue their benefits if they're deployed. That includes differential pay. We have an educational scholarship for veteran and guard employees. We have a Veteran of the Year award that goes out with our Employee of the Year awards. And we also have dedicated veteran spaces in our medical centers for not only employees but patients to be able to relax in. These men and women have made substantial sacrifices, so it's our turn to say thank you for all the work that they've done. We also have a dedicated Department of Veteran and Military Services, which works to make sure that the organization is the employer of choice for members of the Guard and Reserve, a provider of choice for those that have served our country, and a partner of choice for those advocating for veterans in our community.
And you're doing this, it's a win-win, right? They're great employees, and you obviously have an opportunity as an employer, Sanford, this is why you got the Freedom Award, to say, let's say thank you to for all the good work these folks have done. I mean, imagine if every employer went out of their way to say, okay, this is what we're going to do for veterans as a way to thank them, and maybe we wouldn't have the high unemployment rate we have among veterans right now, which is disheartening to me, but so glad to see something like this being done. But it's really about thanking them, isn't it?
That's exactly the point behind it. You know, we don't do this at all for the accolades. This is to make sure that we're supporting our veterans and our service members. They have have fantastic training. They're ready to work. They're leaders just by the nature of their training. And this is our way of saying thank you for not only serving our country, but also utilizing the talent that they've acquired through their service in the military. So, again, we're very humbled to receive this award, and we really have a passion to make sure that we take care of all our veterans and service members.
And I know you're not doing this for the accolades. You're doing it to support the military and the veterans, and it is the right thing to do, as you say. But I think the award and I think the recognition and even just talking about it today is pays a lot of dividends, too, because I think it can inspire other folks to say, hey, you know what? We want to be next year's Freedom Award recipient. We want to do this, too. This is a good idea. We should do it. Any advice you'd have to other employers on that front?
Well, and to that point, as I stated, there was over 2,000 entities that were nominated. So there is a lot of good work going out there. So I think that the advice I would give is just as you're thinking about different programs that you can do and recognizing those that have served, just making sure you put them at the forefront and recognizing what they have to offer and what they've done for the sacrifices they've made to serve our country. So I think when you put that to the forefront, you always make the right decision with taking care of our service members.
That sounds great. Well, thanks a bunch. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it. And congratulations to you and the entire team at Sanford on the Freedom Award.
I appreciate you having us on to talk about it. It's certainly a fantastic honor. Have a great day.
One of the highest U.S. government honors to employers of National Guard and Reserve employees you can receive. And they got it from the Secretary of Defense for the 2020 award. That is darn cool. Bevan Bismarck, Tate, somewhere in North Dakota, I apologize. We're out of time today on the program. And but please call back tomorrow. We also have Jason Lewis, candidate for the United States Senate in Minnesota tomorrow, and Michelle Bachmann. Michelle Bachmann headed for D.C. this weekend for The Return. Find out more about that at thereturn.org. And speaking of finding out more, thanks to our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind, including Tioga, North Dakota, a different point of view. Find out more at TiogaND.org. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The hot spring spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.